Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Oh, yeah! Big D and Bubba podcast.
Wee wee!
Real quick, I want to say thank you to Lowe's. Lowe's for sponsoring our podcast. Hurry into Lowe's for Labor Day deals. Lowe's never stop improving. Love Lowe's.
How are you guys?
Doing good, man. So today we were thinking about doing things a little bit different. You know, we do the podcast where some days we have guests. Some days we do a theme, you know, like whenever we talked about the airliner and all that kind of stuff. So today we wanted to give you a little look behind the curtain.
More than we already do?
Yeah.
I'm eating taffy. I'm sorry.
We have taffy still?
No, we don't. Not now.
We have things that happen to us on the air where, you know, if you hear something that's really funny, well, then we put it in the archives and we, you know, if we can go back to it, like Joan Rivers or something happened where she cusses us out or whatever. We put that into what we call our archives. And then if something, you know, goes down, we can play that or whatever. Like with
her. We tape everything.
Yeah. So we also have
almost everything.
We also have these things that we call gold.
And are we talking about gold?
Yes. Why not, dude?
Okay, gold are things that are only supposed to be for us. Yes. Most of the stuff in gold has never made it onto the air.
No, pretty much everything in gold is never meant for the air.
Ooh, I don't know that I like this.
I mean, this is our thing. There's stuff in gold that people might not find funny that we find funny.
It's not.
I don't even worry about that. It's just that this is kind of it's a very, very private thing.
It is. The gold.
I don't even talk about gold to anyone but you guys.
Yeah, like your wife doesn't know about gold.
No.
The stuff, it's literally just stuff that will make the three of us laugh in the future.
Yes.
And that is the...
But here's the thing with the gold. This might be an issue with if you're going to play any of this stuff, is that they're all, you know, pretty short, and it takes us back to that moment. Personally, because we were there.
But maybe if we explain why it's funny to us, maybe that'll make sense.
That was the idea, is we, instead of just playing the gold, and because nobody would get it, we just talk about it. And we just, you know, we bring people into these little behind-the-scenes stories that no one, not even our wives, know about.
All right, play one.
Let's see how this goes.
Do it randomly. Just get through and pick one.
Your husband cannot live with you. Okay, this is the clip. Your husband cannot live with you.
No. Because I live between two schools.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry.
You go.
You see, the reason that's funny is because we all remember the silence and then D being the first one to figure out what that meant.
Yeah, she was a petty.
He was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. And that call never hit the air because
we can't air that.
We're not going to put that on and make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing. Again, here it is. Your husband cannot live with you.
No. Because I live between two schools.
Long silence. Long silence.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
This is why I think talking about the gold would be fun.
All right,
today.
Some of these might be... Okay, play another one. Play another one.
11-year-old dude. Lebowski. What was that?
Just wait.
Call Jay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Call Jay.
Can't talk about that one.
Yeah, we
can't.
Why?
Okay, well, in the a long time ago, here's how we can talk about it. A long time ago, if something went wrong at the transmitter site, it would call the hotline in the studio of the radio station.
And
we
would think it would be like the governor or somebody calling, so we had to stop everything we were doing to answer it.
Oh, the hotline rings. Maybe it's George Strait. And we pick it up, and it would be this automatic beep thing. And Bubba would talk back to it and tell it to call our engineer, whose name was Jay. Which is really not funny, but it makes us laugh.
And I would do it in a robot voice, so I would communicate with the transmitter. See? That's all just right, a memory, right, just okay. A random
one. That one's not as good as the first one. What do we got?
Some of these are going to be home runs, and some of these are not. I mean, we got time. It's a podcast.
Exactly.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem.
Oh!
Oh, my God. This is such a good one.
I forget this.
This is a great one.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Here we go.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
What were we doing for
I
that?
I don't know. That guy was just off the wall,
there
man.
Was a guy, I remember, like, we tried talking to him, and all of a sudden he would shift gears in every little sentence. And then he would be like, in the
he said he
coffee,
was a singer. He said he was a singer, and he said, can you sing something for us now? And he immediately goes, no. And then it's just without,
well, that
no,
was the thing.
Okay, and then starts singing.
The whole conversation he did that. The whole conversation, he would go in one direction and in the next direction and the chickens.
Can you sing something for us right now?
Sing a poem. No, I love this bar. It's my kind of place.
Place. It's my kind of place.
See, that guy, I hope he never hears this because he doesn't realize that sometimes we play that clip just to make each other laugh.
And we smile. It brings a smile on our face. And you know what's beautiful about this, talking about what we call the gold, is that we haven't actually listened to these in a while.
I forget that they're in there.
Yeah, we haven't checked this one out. I may have to skip this one.
Which one?
Shelley Wright.
Yeah, skip that one, please. Please skip that one.
Skip that one. Hey, y'all, it's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win.
I didn't know y'all had that.
So we have bloopers of each other. Do you have the my favorite D blooper of all time?
Hold on, wait, I just want to hear that little burp in the middle. Because it wasn't even like a burp. It was like a gurgly burp. It was a gurp.
Hey, y'all, it's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win.
I'm not sure what that was.
Hey, y'all, it's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win.
That's great. That's good. I'm glad we're doing this.
See, we go back and forth between it's good and it's bad.
Keep going. Hello.
Hi, Big D and Bubba. How are you?
Good. Carla. Who's this?
It's Carla.
What are you doing, Carla?
Oh, getting ready to go to Skills, and I would like to dedicate a song to Roland.
Yeah? What do you want to hear?
Alabama. Play me some mountain music.
Carla used to call us every day like Frankie Ray does
sometimes
now.
Sometimes three
just
times
called,
a day.
Carla just called to talk. And yeah, Carla was special. She was, yeah. That clip should have just been her saying, hey, it's Carla.
But she didn't say, hey, it's Carla right there.
She
would talk. And you know what? We would do this completely. We wouldn't put her on the air.
No, we never would put Carla on the air.
I'm like, Big D, I'm burping. We would sit there and talk to her for 5 minutes until she was done, and she would go about her way.
Is she the one who thought the wrestlers lived here?
Yes. For some reason, Carla thought the professional wrestlers lived at the radio station.
And who is her favorite, Triple H?
Diesel. Is Diesel there?
Oh, and then one of us would have to pretend to be Diesel.
No, we never did that. We didn't do that. One of the other guys used to do that. Next.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Oh, next.
Yeah. The three of us we're big Christian fans, and we've been playing to God and been doing Christian a lot of Christian stuff for the past couple of years.
Did I don't even remember that?
I don't remember either, but they're big fans of Christians. That's what he said.
Yeah, the three of us we're big Christian fans and
cool. Nothing wrong with that. Right. Okay. I don't remember why we kept that one. Oh, dude. This may be one of our all-time favorites. I'm going to say this is in the top five.
Gatorade. I drink Gatorade to keep from eating so I can stay little.
We were doing a thing on weight loss tricks and things. Mm-hmm. We're like, what's your trick? And she said Gatorade, but it was Gatorade.
Gatorade.
And she did it so she could stay little. And it was just the most adorable thing.
Gatorade. I drink Gatorade to keep from eating so I can stay little.
Gatorade.
All right. Let's see what we got. Yeah. Oh, this is Big D's. This is one. This is a gold that Big D says on, I would say, a daily basis. This is one you say all the time.
You going to jail now?
You going to jail now?
Jail now.
You going to jail?
That
now
is from a YouTube video of the bus driver arguing with the lady right before he smacked the daylights out of her. And we just couldn't stop laughing
was
at that.
Was it the bus driver? I thought it was that old man on the bus.
It was an old man bus driver.
Yeah, I thought he was the bus driver.
Yeah. You going to jail now.
You going to jail.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. It's interesting.
You going to jail now.
Oh, wow. I don't know if we can play this one because this one. No, I have to skip this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we need to skip a lot
There's
of these.
There's a lot
I'm
of
really
these.
I'm thinking a lot of this is not.
Hello.
Oh, this is the best one in there.
That
this
one is
literally the best one.
That one right there. Now, just listen again. This is the entire gold.
Hello.
Okay.
You've got to tell the story, okay, but you've got to keep it kind of family friendly. My kids are
no,
listening.
No, okay, yeah, I can do it.
My kids listen to the podcast.
That's Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, a very famous preacher. We had just talked to him on the air.
We had to tape it up because we taped the whole thing
so we could post it online. Okay?
But we had to stay late because he was somewhere in Costa Rica or something at the time.
We taped the interview, and we think he's done. It's right after he hangs up.
Bubba's a horrible storyteller sometimes. Well, but we had to stay late because he was in Costa
just
Rica.
Let it go. We had to tape the interview with Franklin Graham, so we get off the phone with him. And then D and I were saying inappropriate things to make each other laugh. I don't even remember what it was, but whatever it was the sort of thing you wouldn't want Franklin Graham to hear you say.
It's locker room talk.
Right at that moment, Bubba goes to the beginning of the interview we just did with Franklin Graham and starts to listen back to it and hits the button. And we hear D and I.
So somebody says the worst thing. And can you believe the flim flame flicking flame flim flum?
Hello.
And we both froze and went, because we
their
thought
heads
he was
were,
still.
Their heads were like, whoop. You know, like a bird when you scare it? They kind of, their head is like on a swivel and it turns very sharply.
I really don't think you could possibly understand how funny this is to us, because we both thought for that second that he was still on the phone. And so we both just froze. And look over at the phone to make sure nobody's on the line.
And then
y'all
look at me, and I'm like, nothing, no big deal.
Yeah, he's like, I'm editing.
Oh. Oh. So that
Hello?
Has become.
Oh, so much that Patrick bought me a coffee mug.
D has a coffee mug with Franklin Graham's face on it, and it just says, hello, with a question mark.
Hello.
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 Again, I don't know if anybody thinks that's as funny as we do.
I don't know if any of this stuff is as funny as obviously it's not probably not. But
yeah,
but you know, it gives you a little glimpse behind the scenes
at what complete goobers we are.
Hello,
can I change the subject to something different? Are we doing the entire thing of this?
I think there's a few to go in through here. Here's one. This is a classic candid phone. Big D and I had first. I think this is the first candid phone I ever did. This might be 15 some odd years old. And we had first started doing the show together. So it was a candid phone where we were acting like that we had silverfish infestation.
We got a problem with silverfish.
Now that right there, we made fun of because I was the worst at doing candid phones.
I've always thought
little
that
prank
was the,
calls.
I always thought that was funny.
But
we thought it was funny for the wrong reasons.
We thought
it was funny because of Bubba's voice saying, "I got a problem with silverfish." Play it again.
We got silverfish infestation. And I'd do the whole thing like that.
We got a problem with silverfish.
For some reason, that's just something we say all the time. And then it's so much so that it ended up becoming.
Wait, you got to go to the code word.
Yeah, it became a code word when we were thinking about maybe we should start our own company. And so we didn't want to talk about that in the hallway at the company we used to work for. So we needed a code word. So we would just say silverfish. And then when it came time to name the company, because we had to put a name on the corporation form, we named the company silverfish.
We got a problem with silverfish.
And that is where it comes from.
So
that,
if anybody,
is, where the, that is where the original. And then it kind of broke off into the Christian silverfish symbol that you see in the back of cars.
The whole idea was, what's another thing for silverfish? And we were talking about doing it as the thing and doing the logo for our company to have the fish, like the Jesus fish.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool little story right there.
Again, I don't know if it's as cool to anybody as it is to us, but
How is Babby formed? How is Babby formed? How girl...
Okay. Do you have the whole thing?
Yes, I have the whole thing.
Oh, we don't need to hear the whole thing.
There's a video that's on YouTube. It's called How is Babby Formed? B-A-B-B-Y. And it just makes fun of how horrible people write. You know, the fact that people can't spell. They have no clue how to use punctuation. They have no clue how to use capitalization. So what this guy did is he was brilliant. He made a little animated thing with a caveman talking like the person writes. And it is...
It was asking about how babies are formed.
How babies are made.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't even go to that. The stupid thing is how is Babby formed has nothing to do with the email the lady wrote.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't.
It has nothing to do with it.
I never even thought of that. Do you have the whole thing? Play the whole thing.
Okay, here we go.
How is Babby formed? How is Babby formed? How girl get pregnant? They need to do way in stain mother. Who killed the babbies? Because these babby can't fricks back? It was on the news this morning. A mother in awe who had killed her three kids. They are taking the three babby back to New York, to lady to rest. My barrier with the father who lost his children. I am truly sorry for your lots.
Oh my gosh.
As horrible as it sounds, the way he's doing it, that's exactly
that's how it was written. Yeah.
And that is one of my all-time favorite things on the internet. That and Eli Porter.
Eli Porter,
which brings us to...
Y'all already know the rules, so we ain't gonna waste no time on that.
If you get a chance sometime and you're bored or whatever for the long holiday weekend or something, Google Iron Mike. Iron Mike.
You must watch the original, though, before you see all the parodies.
Oh, there's a bunch of new ones.
All those little songs that people make. And
yeah, go to the original. Some of those parodies are really good, but you do need to get a baseline. Go watch it. It is... I think is it my favorite thing on the internet? No, the grape stomp lady is my favorite thing.
The grape stomp. Do we have the grape stomp lady in the gold?
I don't think we do.
We do, but it's one of my favorites.
That's not
Iron Mike is probably your favorite though for sure, huh?
Yeah, Iron Mike is one of those ones that it's the guy and it's like a school battle rap that they do, at recess or whatever, and they broadcast it through the school, and it's from like the 90s, and it's just horrible.
Oh, he starts breaking out the N-word and the F-word.
These are things you're not supposed to say.
Yeah.
He goes places you can't even imagine he goes. And it's just so funny, the reactions of everybody. I gotta give my boy Envy.
My boy Envy.
Because he was great.
He was great. The whole time, you got Marvy. What is his name? Marvo?
Marvo.
Marvo is rubbing the chest of the guy in front of him really awkwardly.
And you just got to go watch it. That's the whole thing of this. We can't explain the entire video.
You got to pick it apart, though. You have to watch Iron Mike and just look for all the little weird nuances.
Y'all already know the rules.
Like this. Y'all already know the rules. So he's going to tell you, I'm not going to waste your time with that. And then he goes into telling you the rules.
Y'all already know the rules, so we ain't going to waste no time on that.
And then he says, but what's going to happen everybody gets a minute to do a rap, and then we're going to judge it on how well without three judges.
All right. Let's see what we got here now. Again, it's called Iron Mike.
I'm forwarding the lines.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Lady who used to work with us that had to forward phone lines to us, and she said it the same way every
Hello.
Day. Hello.
I'm forwarding the lines.
My favorite thing to do is to combine her with Franklin Graham.
Hello.
I'm forwarding the lines.
How is Babby formed?
I'm telling you, these are really, sometimes they're really funny to us, but only us.
Here's a classic.
Well, yeah, I think they should, if they're stupid.
I don't even know. Some caller.
Yeah, somebody like who called in. Do we have What's Up With Des Eggs? It's got to be in. If that's not in there, I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah. Big D in one of his. We were.
Big D is very close to Ron Burgundy. If it's on the screen in front of him, he will read it. He doesn't think about what it says, what it means. It's a skill. It's a talent. He just reads the script in front of him.
Well, can you say what's up with that Zags? The Gonzaga Bulldogs continue last night losing in Virginia.
Realizes the inflection isn't right, so he starts over.
Well, can you say what's up with that Zags? The Gonzaga Bulldogs continue last night losing in Virginia. I'm sorry. Well, can you say what's up with that Zags?
Me trying to help
that,
him.
Zags, you know, like, oh, what's up with that?
I get it. Well, can you say what's up with that Zags?
There you go.
Gonzaga Bulldogs continue.
How is Babby formed?
Can you say, what's up with that Zags?
Call Jay.
Let's see.
Hello?
Look at Clary!
Oh, that is from
the Olympics.
The Olympics.
That's from the swimming competition.
And that's just one of those, every day after the Olympics, I would pull clips from the broadcast for us to play as highlights, and for some reason, that one just made us all laugh.
Well, it's because whoever was doing the commentating, it's like a former, you know, swimmer. And Clary
won that race, and he came from behind, and he came out of nowhere, and then that's when he starts screaming. Look at Clary! And again, what makes us laugh at these? I don't know. What makes us save them?
The thing is, we go back to these, though. I mean, like...
Oh, I know.
That, you know, that reminds me of... I just know that that has the same... The whoever was next to that... Was that a guy or girl? I don't even know.
I think it was a guy.
You have Hillary?
Yeah, we'll do...
We're getting there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry for my cough, but...
Just remember...
When Big D laughs a lot, he coughs, and I don't know why.
Well, I've got this...
It spreads...
I got this to the rest of us. Anyway... Can you imagine the guy looking next to him going,
what are you doing?
It's right up there when Kanye said, George Bush does not like black people. And what's his face turns and looks at him at the...
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers looks at him like, with that...
Did you just say that? Did you just... Oh, no. What?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Merry Christmas!
We were trying to get a guy to do Christmas yells for us so we could use them in what we call imaging, which is like radio station. In between songs, you hear radio station name, and then somebody go, Merry Christmas, and Jingle Bell's out, and it starts the next song. We were trying to get this guy to do it, and he was just precious.
Merry Christmas!
I said, no, why don't you give us one more?
Merry Christmas!
Oh, gosh.
Let's see. Oh, D. Big D.
Mind games or what?
Mind games or what?
From an old candid.
That's from the repeat candid phone, yes.
Mm. Mind games or what?
Mind games or what?
What's this one?
Okay.
Oh! Oh! Dude! It's the piano player!
Okay.
Oh, that's
John Dacre.
I'm John Dacre.
I'm John Dacre. Did you know? Hey, I meant to tell you. I ran across that John Dacre video, and someone had posted online and said, this is probably the best video that is on the internet.
This was recently?
Yes.
And they posted that?
Just now. Now, that video is old.
That's like when the internet first came out. It was one of the first things.
Pre-YouTube.
It's pre-YouTube. And it is creepy, creepy, creepy.
Oh, no. It's awesome, awesome, awesome.
It's this woman, this older woman, kind of frumpy, sitting at an upright piano. And she says... okay, my name is... What is her name?
I don't remember. I mean, I could go to YouTube and find it.
No, we get off track.
Yeah, we got to
okay.
keep moving.
Okay.
Okay? Oh, anyway, John Dacre, look it up. You'll love it.
Okay.
Hello? I'm folding the lines.
Okay.
That's the game. That's how you do that.
Okay, let's see what we got here.
They say, well, what she look like? I said, she's white.
Oh, that's the guy...
the guy who
the
found the... That's the guy who found the girls who were kidnapped.
Yep.
Oh, the Cleveland deal.
Yeah.
What'd she look like? She's white.
I say she white.
They say, well, what'd she look like? I say she white.
Like, why don't we use that in imaging? Big D and Bubba.
They say, well, what'd she look like?
She's
I say she
white. Big D and Bubba. They're white.
They say, well, what'd she look like? I say she white.
Let's see what we got here.
All of our soldiers.
Oh, yeah. Soldiers?
She sent a dedication out to all of our shoulders.
All of our soldiers?
Yeah, all of our shoulders.
God bless all of our men and women who are shoulders.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, dude, here's a classic. Are you really?
Yeah.
That's Smiley?
Smiley Anders from the newspaper.
Oh.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good old Smiley Anders.
Figure out what that noise was. It's rattling in there.
Oh, dude.
You got. If you got a cut.
I know. I got to skip that.
Okay.
Okay.
I respect that.
Whatever.
Yeah. What was that?
I don't know. I don't remember what that is.
I don't either.
Whatever.
And he just hangs up. Let's go. Oh, what? Oh, wait a minute, boys. I'm going to take you back to the Clear Channel days. Back in the day, whenever life was a little different.
What did you do to my son?
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
We had... Back before we worked for ourselves, we were working under the Clear Channel banner. And they would come in with these... dumb consultant things, you know, where people would be like
PowerPoints
for days. Oh, we had meetings after meetings. We'd have meetings about the meetings. It was the dumbest thing in the world. By the way, you know how many meetings we've had since we opened this company? One, I think, and it might have lasted 25 minutes.
Yeah, and Bubba was drinking a beer.
I was. So again, this goes back to this. The guy comes in with a PowerPoint, and
what did you do to my scene?
I wrote the scene. But in different words.
It's this inspirational video, but it was like an hour and something into this god-awful presentation that wouldn't end.
The meeting. Look, anytime you have to order food for a meeting...
Oh, it's too long.
It's way too long.
It's too long. Why do we have meetings? You have email. Why don't you just go, hey... whenever you're doing this in the break, say it like this instead. Okay, yeah. Fine. That's what I need. I don't need, hey, let's all get together. Because it takes 2 hours.
Ugh. Awful.
And you never get that time back.
And it's awkward. Everyone gets together in a room. There's a guy who comes in from out of town people don't know.
What was worse is not only did that guy come in out of town, but we had already seen his PowerPoint because he had done this exact same presentation 2 weeks before at a programming conference for all of the program directors. Remember? So our program director at the time comes back and he's got this PowerPoint that he wants us to watch. And it's the same PowerPoint that the guy comes back 2 weeks later and it's this repetitive junk.
And you know what? The only thing I remember out of that?
What did you do to my scene?
I wrote the scene, but in different words.
Different words.
I'm
yeah.
Not the same.
What'd you do to my scene? That's, oh, okay. Next.
Look at my goons.
What was that? With my goons?
Look at my goons.
I don't remember what that's
I don't remember what these are.
Some of these were funny for a moment and then we forgot them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who gave me 4 wonderful children?
Okay.
Who gave me 4 wonderful children?
4 wonderful children?
4 wonderful.
Wonderful children. Yeah. If you have a kind of a messed up voice or something, we're going to say that.
And we love you.
Yeah.
By the way, because that's the kind of stuff we, as people who deal with audio, we love it when people have unique voices and say things.
Well, messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gave me 4 wonderful children?
I like that again.
Let's see. Here we go.
Look, let me.
Come on.
One of the best telemarketer calls of all time, where
they pretended to be rappers.
Bubba was a rapper, and he kept rapping to the telemarketer.
And the beats, then, nothing matched. It was nothing horrible.
But then all of a sudden, D comes in, and D became every big dude who's ever been in a rap video, just in the back going, "You want it? Come on."
Uh huh.
You want it? Come on. You want it, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You want it, come on.
Yeah.
I just imagine us in front of a bunch of cars that are parked at an angle.
I still love that. That is still one of my favorite. I have to find that audio and play it on the next Best Of show.
You should make that my ringtone.
I should.
You want it, come on. You want it, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
You want it, come on.
Yeah.
Right, let's see what we got here.
She jumped up and cut me off. She was like her murder.
That's great, man.
I really like that.
I really like the Ermerger.
There's a lot on here I would love to share with you guys. I mean, there's some. The problem with most of these is they cuss. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's a podcast. You can cuss. I'm not going to put that on there because I don't want to have the E on here where it says, you know, explicit, because then half the people can't listen to it. What is this?
Oh, the lady who laughed like a chicken. I remember her.
Oh, wow. I thought that was a chicken.
No.
That's great.
And you know what? I don't think that was even, like, she was laughing at something we said.
Yeah.
And then it was just, it sounded so much like a chicken, we just isolated it and saved it forever.
I keep waiting for him to play my favorite one.
You know, people think this is weird, right?
It is weird.
People are like, wow.
Which one is your all-time favorite one?
Other than What's Up With That, Zags, is probably Hillary Clinton. And I'm pretty sure that's in the gold. I thought it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Whenever Hillary did the hillbilly.
Okay, the hick voice.
What is the background story on this?
I think she was speaking at a civil rights rally, and she was imitating, I don't know, but it's just awful. It's just awful, the voice she did, and it's so funny.
It's not the audience she was talking to, that's for sure. Mm-mm.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
I'll get you and your pretty little dog.
I don't know what she was trying to do.
It's like she's trying to... Okay, first
Look,
off...
Look, this is a woman who can speak in public.
First
she
off,
can. Why is she talking like that all of a sudden?
Because she... First off, it's racist, if you ask me. She is imitating... like a black woman from the whatever time era, and she's doing it in the voice that I guess that lady had. But apparently, whoever she's around, the crowd loved it.
Yeah, they're quoting James Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
But by doing that, she insulted, like, the black community totally, like, turned on her.
No kidding.
For a brief time there.
No joke.
Yeah.
Why? You mean because of this?
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far.
Far.
From where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Look, it's not just that she's imitating it. What makes it funny is how... badly she's doing it.
I've come too far. No one told me the road to be easy.
That is what she thinks black people sound like.
At least that whiter.
At least that one guy. I don't know. It's really, really bad.
Is that online or something, the information?
Yeah, I'm reading right now. This is from Walter E. Williams' blog. He's breaking it down. He's like, he said, you know, Hillary Clinton mimicking a black voice to a black audience at the First Baptist Church of Selma, Alabama. I wonder if Mrs. Clinton visits an Indian reservation if she walks up and goes, how? Me not tired. Me come heap long way. You know, and he's basically saying, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Either way, not even to get to political about it, but just professionally as somebody who has to speak in public, that's crazy.
I don't feel no ways tired.
How is Bobby formed?
All right. Well, this was a fun podcast.
Oh, what a different weird podcast.
It was a little weird. I'm pretty sure nobody's going to think this is as funny as we did.
No.
They're just going to think we're weird for thinking that this stuff is funny.
Just know that there's a lot more that we can't share with you.
You know what? I don't care. Hopefully you thought it was good, but if not, I don't care.
Like, what is this? It says count to 10. I don't get this. And it's something
one.
This is one you put in here. I don't know what this is.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know what this. I don't
five,
remember this.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Anybody remember that? Yeah, okay. So some stuff just lands in
the
gold.
I was just praying that when he got to 10, there was like a scream that would scare you guys. 8, 9.
Real quick, I do want to revisit two little short things before we wrap it all up. Your husband cannot live with you?
No, because I live between two schools.
Oh, my God.
The pause!
Hey, what about Daniel? Can we do Daniel? Or
no? Daniel! No, I don't think Daniel's...
Nah. I got Daniel's daddy on here.
Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm not going to
do it.
Don't
do it. Don't do it.
I'm not doing Daniel.
We'll save Daniel for another time.
See now
you know him. It's funnier to you. It's just like learning a new song. It's like you listen, you get an album, and you hear the first song, and you're like, I don't know, that's all right. But it's not until you hear it like the third time that you actually like the song. And that's the way these are.
No, don't do that one. I'm like trying to ask Patrick, is this one okay to play?
Y'all are funny.
We should stop while we're
Y'all ahead. Are funny.
Because yeah, something will get us in big time trouble. Real quick, thank you, Lowe's. Lowe's, we love you. Hurry into Lowe's for Labor Day deals. Lowe's, never stop improving. And you know what? Those projects you've been waiting on, you got the extended weekend here for Labor Day. Go to Lowe's and start them. That way you can make your wife happy.
Hey, y'all. It's Big D and Bubba. Wake up with us tomorrow and win.
You got Homestar.
Yeah, I got Homestar.
Homestar.
Runner. I love Homestar Runner. I'm so glad. I'm glad Homestar's coming
back.
Yeah,
they keep saying it. They're going to bring it back.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was an April Fool's thing.
No.
They got so much reaction out of that they decided to do it for real.
Oh, but it was an April. Okay.
Yeah.
Homestar. Wanna.
When he breathes in
Homestar Wanna.
He comes back and says it again. There's so much that makes it great.
Homestar Wanna.
And if you don't get that, I can't help you get it.
You guys have got a lot of Googling to do.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.